Hello and welcome to the grand finale of our 72-hour game of Tag Across Europe. Right now, it's the morning of day three, and the whole game has just been turned on its head. Adam, who had been screwed by a line closure last night and forced to head up to Nagara, was in a terrible position going into this final day. Ben and I were able to set ourselves up right along the path he was taking to Padua, and we figured that it was all but guaranteed that we were going to catch him. But at the last moment, in the station where we were waiting for him, Adam got off of his train and transferred onto a different train that was also going to Padua in order to trick us down the line. Not realizing what he had done, we ended up getting on his original train and missed our easy catch. Now we're both on separate trains heading to Padua. Our train will get there a few minutes earlier, giving us another chance to try to catch him there. But to make matters even more complicated, Adam doesn't even realize what's happened at all. He assumed that we were all the way back in Padua to begin with, and his whole train swap was meant to trick us into searching the wrong train there. So basically, this is a giant mess. Adam has no idea what's going on, we've just majorly screwed up, and we have one last chance to catch him before we lose all of our advantage. Got it? Good. Here we go.
Okay. Alright, we will be in Padova in about 20 minutes. So we'll see if this works. Okay. If he got on the later train, then presumably we can get out on the next stop.
Well, the next stop is Padova. So, I mean, we can do it again, but that train does continue to Venice, so it's going to be another of the same situation.
And the problem now is if he gets off in Padova and we get on,
yeah,
he actually has options out there.
Right. We should be able to, you know. Okay.
Attempt number two.
Yes.
Okay, welcome back. Let's see where his train is getting in.
Five.
Okay.
I would have had a really good route to Austria if we had gotten that.
Well, then maybe it's good that happened.
I could have connected in Verona to a nonstop train to Innsbruck.
Well, Sam, you're never going to get on a train to Innsbruck if we don't catch him. So
I know.
Eyes on the prize.
It's tricky. I mean, this is a busy station with multiple exits.
I think we're going to have a better chance if we go on different parts of the platform.
I agree.
If the most important thing is spotting Adam and seeing what he does, then we're just going to want to cover as much of it as we can.
I agree.
Okay, you go to that side. I'll go to this side. Stay behind the vending machines.
And I guess focus on like the center of the platform. It's fine if he spots us from the far end of the platform because he can't get past us. But we cannot let him get past us from the center of the platform.
All right. So if this has all worked, then they should not be here. And maybe they won't be.
Do you have his location? For some reason, I can't look at location. Oh, train's here. Train is here.
And in fact, maybe they won't be here. It would be cool if they weren't.
We're going to start by trying to track this.
Track 8 has a train to Treviso. If it's leaving a little bit late, we might be able to get on it.
Already left.
Okay.
Then we have to decide if we're going to Corona or Montevoluna? I say Verona. I know Verona's the wrong way, but it allows us to get on that line up to Innsbruck.
I felt like I got a really good look at everyone getting lost, but hard to know.
You thought you maybe did see him getting off?
No. I thought I got a pretty good look at getting off. So I'm pretty sure
I did too.
So I think if we don't see him in the next couple minutes, we quickly get off.
No, let's go to Montevoluna. Montevoluna's better. Okay. Well, step one, I guess, worked. I don't know. I guess it depends on where they are.
Train leaves in 3 minutes. I'm going to see if I can get a more precise location on it. No, it's still quite big. Stam tracker.
Okay, well, look, we're making it past Padova. And that was the big choke point. So I actually think that's pretty good. I don't know if we're making it past Padova because my plan worked, or if we're making it past Padova for some other reason, but I'm taking the win.
Right. I think it's decision time, man.
All right. I think we get on the train.
You ready? Go quick.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Don't start searching yet. Wait.
Long that one.
Man. We missed him twice.
Wonder if he had a disguise.
No, there's no way he had a disguise again.
I mean, the train did wait a little while to leave once we got on. Maybe he was able to slip off without us spotting him.
It's impressive moves. But I still don't think it's going to be enough to save his run, because we're still in front of him.
We're still in front of him, but...
Attempt number 3.
He's moving west.
Okay, so he's probably going towards Verona. Anyway, hello, welcome back to Venezia Mestre. I feel awesome.
If we're going west, we need to get a high-speed ticket.
Okay, let's find a ticket machine.
I think he's just taken a turn north.
Oh. North.
Like, he went west of the station, but it looks like he's... Maybe.
Okay, so that's like to Treviso.
Maybe. And it looks like he could be going up to like Castelfranco.
Yeah, that must be what he's doing.
Castelfranco, so he's trying to, so we might want to go up to Treviso. There is a train to Udine leaving in two minutes, but that would be.
No, that's too much.
Oh, no, wait. That goes through Treviso. So that is platform 4, this one. Yeah, because he's now definitely on that line north. So I think we definitely want to get on this.
All right. Welcome to Castelfranco Veneto. I believe that you, the audience, have been here a few times, but this is my first time at Castelfranco Veneto. Now, I have a few options. I could go northwest up to Bassano, to Trento, like Sam did yesterday, up to Innsbruck and over. I could go to Verona and then go up and over. Or I could do what I did the first time, which is go to Gorizia and then up. Or I could try to go up through Villach. And I know it sounds great, so many options. But actually, almost all of them are very bad. I think that it would still be a huge mistake to go northwest. That is not really any further in my territory. And if Sam tags me and he goes next, it will not be hard at all for him to get back into his territory anywhere up along that line. So I have to go east. In terms of going east, there are the two options. Now, one is the thing I did the first time, Gorizia, which is still not a terrible option. The second one is to go up through Villar. And let me tell you, I would love to go up through Villar, but it's almost impossible. There are two trains today that do it, one at 10 a.m., one at 4 p.m. They're both high speed, and they take like over 3 hours, which means that they cost like over 4,000 points. And they leave from Venice, which is not a good place for me to go, because I think that Ben and Sam would be very likely to catch me. But on the other hand, if I did get on that train, I think it would win me the game. No matter what I do, I need more points, which is why it's time for me to finally complete my joke challenge.
Did you just buy a packet of plain crackers?
No, they're cheese flavored.
Oh.
So Ben, it looks like if we want to, we can connect almost directly to Castelfranco. The thing is, that will be on the line that he will take or would take between Castelfranco and Treviso. And it looks like it makes all the same stops. It stops at Alboreto, Estremna, Vese.
I think we should post up on the line between Treviso and Castelfranco. Because I think he's going to go that way.
If he does take that train, he'll get on in about 15 minutes after we do. So we'll have time to respond.
Okay, so here's the plan. Right now, Ben and I are transferring onto a train directly to Castelfranco Veneto, where Adam is. The problem is, Adam has the option of taking a train before we get there that goes the opposite way on the same line. We figured that he's probably going to do that, since it leaves soon and goes the right way. So our plan is to get off at the stop before Castelfranco and catch him where his train goes through there. The problem is, if Adam decides not to get on that train, like if he decides to stay on Castelfranco to keep doing challenges, getting off on that stop would leave us totally stranded without anywhere to go for at least an hour. So we're going to have to watch the tracker closely and make sure we get this call right. Anyway, back to Adam, whose fate now relies on having written a good joke about Italy.
My joke is, I thought the most common Italian greeting was ciao. But having been here a few days, it seems it's actually, please, sir, stop eating the spaghetti with your hands. It frightens us. So I've written my joke. Now it's time for ChatGPT to write its joke. Why did the tomato turn red in Italy? Because it saw the cosmos. That does not make any sense. Okay, well, this is going to be humiliating if I lose to why did the tomato turn red and saw the pasta sauce. That will be truly devastating. You can make the argument that it's sort of a brilliant anti-joke. Just a complete non sequitur. And people may like that. That would suck.
Oh, Adam just tweeted the joke.
Oh, yeah?
So he's doing challenges. Do we want to vote?
Yes. Adam, the comedy writer, should hopefully be able to...
Okay, well, I figured out which joke is Adam's. It's number one. So number two is getting my vote.
It looks like he's probably going to win. See, this is humiliating, though, because this makes it look like I wrote number two.
Yeah, that's kind of what you need sometimes. Jet lag is a bit of a game of humiliation.
All right. It's been 5 minutes, and it's time to check the votes. And God, am I scared.
Please don't.
Surely. Hey! All right. Not even close. Not even 76% to 24%. Sort of devastating that even got 24%, but that's fine. Okay. 750 coins. So if I wanted to do that crazy, train option to the lock, I would need like 1700 more coins in the next, I think, 15 minutes. Let's see what we can accomplish here.
Distinguish accents. Listen to Amy's video in which a given phrase is read by a French person, an Italian person, an Austrian person, and a Swiss person. Then you must successfully match each video with the correct country of origin. If you get any matches wrong, this card is automatically vetoed.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Adam is going to head our way. He's going to leave in 5 minutes. It looks like he's like a little outside the station.
Yeah, but he could easily get to a train within a minute or so there.
Yeah. But if we get to Castelfranco and he's still there.
Maybe. Great.
Yeah. Then we can just trap him. He has no other way out.
Yeah.
I was worried about this one.
Okay.
Let's find somewhere to watch Amy's quiz, shall we? If we do this well and quickly, then it could be good, actually. Let's really lock in there. One is Italian, one is Austrian, one is Swiss.
Sorry, buddy. That's all the jet's legs.
Sorry, buddy. I guess that's how the jets lag.
Sorry, buddy. I guess that's how the jets lag.
Okay, that all sounded identical to me. I'm going to be honest. They sounded identical. Two, I think, is Italian. Two, she, I believe, is Italian.
Sorry, buddy. That's all the jets lag.
Sorry, buddy. I guess that's how the jets lag.
Sorry, buddy. I guess that's how the jets lag.
No, no. Okay, I'm switching. One is Italian. Two is Swiss. For reasons. There's no. That's
okay. Here are your answers. Your first speaker was Rocco. He's Italian.
Yes.
Your second speaker was Martina. She's Austrian.
Damn
and your
it.
Third speaker was Evan, and they are Swiss. So, congrats. Or sorry, or whatever. Hope you're having fun out there. Bye.
It's fine.
Sam, he's going further from the station.
Interesting.
If he was going to head this way, he would be leaving in 2 minutes.
That's true. I don't know. Trusting the tracker is always a dangerous game.
I know, but...
I know, I agree, but... We have 5 minutes to decide.
Well, I guess we have 30 minutes to explore Castelfranco Veneto. Oh, I guess it's called that because there's a castle in the middle, maybe? Let's see if that's the case.
I mean...
Seems conclusive.
Yeah, that train has left and, like, the tracker really shows it right out in that place. Maybe he just doesn't have the budget? Or maybe, for some reason, he misread the maps and he doesn't think we can get there in time.
Yeah. Anyway... Hopefully this is it.
All right. I believe that we are arriving at what has to be the Castelfranco. That's pretty fun. Yeah, quite the situation going on up here. It's like a whole fortress. I don't have a ton of time. I have to go back to the train station in a second, but let's see if we can take a peek inside.
Look at those clouds.
Yeah, they look spooky here.
Those clouds do not look good. Let's maybe not do a flip, Chase, in the middle of the apocalypse, please.
We'll do what we gotta do.
What if he... If he hits us with a... With a tracker off thing. We book it to the station.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Maybe that's what he's trying to get money for.
Yeah, but still, like, if we don't let him get to the station.
It's not a very big station.
No. Okay, he's right in the center of the city.
We just have to make sure that we stay closer to the station than he is.
Yeah.
If he starts to make his way back.
So I think we play it.
Oh, look.
Hello.
No, those are mine.
Oh, you left those here?
Mm-hmm.
You dropped them?
I guess so. These are the ones that I did.
Castel Franco is great. All right, well, about 15 minutes left in my veto period. At this point, I really only see one option, which is I gotta run it back. I gotta go to Gorizia again. Getting to Gorizia is pretty cheap, so I actually think I'm gonna spend 250 coins finding out where they are, because I think that's gonna help inform my decision. Yeah, okay. All right, we gotta head back to the train station.
Don't wait, he's moving this way.
Okay.
We might, because there's two roads back. He might come down this one, or he might come down this one, but there's not a crossover. I think we might want to backtrack a bit. Cut through to that's the other road he could take. I don't think he will. I think he can go this way. I think maybe one of us should go across the street. Just in case he's on that
side. Like over there?
But just make, take a quick look this way, make sure he's not there, and then go that way. Pull up the tracker.
Okay, I don't see him. Well, there's cars. Okay. I'm hiding behind the clock tower on the other side of the street. He's coming down this street. It's on the other side, so we should pass right by here.
Oh, flawless execution.
Well, that flawless sucks. Execution, carts, except carts. For all of the flaws with our execution.
Yeah. All right. See you, gentlemen.
Damn it. Did my thing work this morning? Did you think I was on the other train?
Did you not see us at all?
No.
You evaded us twice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You did what I did.
Did I?
It was the same thing.
Okay, a little bit of mic trouble here to start my run, but now's actually a good opportunity to talk you through my options. Lucky for me, there's a train about to leave Castelfranco headed for Padua, and there's not another train to Padua for hours. To get out of here, Ben and Adam will likely have to take a train to Venice instead. So I get on my train, but the good news really stops there. I've got two routes into my win area, and neither is great. I could go to Verona, head up towards Innsbruck, and then try to turn west, but first off, there are no good trains there, and second, if I were to get caught somewhere along the way, we'd likely be in Adam's win region, not mine. The more logical option is to go west, but that means going through Milan, a major choke point that's nearly impossible to avoid. The trouble is, there are no good trains there from Padua. In fact, given the schedules, I'd likely have to go down to Bologna and then up to Milan, giving Ben and Adam time to potentially cut me off. So, what to do?
To be honest, I'm really not loving my options. I think I'm gonna hope that there's some advantageous delayed trains in Padova. And if not, I'm not honestly that sure. We'll see. Yeah. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, now it's all about Team Ben, I think.
Team Ben. Team Ben. Yes. Well, Sam is,
It's still a very real possibility that we could catch Sam in time for you to get a win.
I think I'm still in it. The problem is...
He has so many points, and there's a thunderstorm happening now.
Ominous.
That is not a good sign.
But maybe.
Okay, that's not great. All right, we gotta get under some shelter.
We just have to hope that this causes some kind of delay.
Well... Not really, because he's already on a train.
Well, some kind of delay that really helps us.
I hope this isn't an omen.
So their restart time is 10:03. There's a 10:04 to Venice. So I have to imagine they're going to desperately run for that.
There's a train to Venice at 10:04.
And we're back in 10:03?
Yeah.
I could try it. All right.
All right, Ben. You ready to run for it?
Yeah.
You got 20 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, go!
Okay, there might be a late train that is worth taking. I'm gonna go look, because if not, my options are not great. Yeah. Tickets. It's a high speed, so I need to find the ticket office. Well, that probably means that's not happening. There's a wait.
You can get into the cafe here.
How do we get to it?
It's this way.
Oh no, it's 5 minutes late.
Oh,
it's 5 minutes late. It's on track one.
Track one's
here. What's Sam up to?
Should have gotten into Padova by now.
Yep. He's in the station.
Let's see where he goes.
Oh, his trains are actually pretty bad.
Good.
Well, that train leaves in like less than 5 minutes, I think, but the delays are not precise. So I don't think I will make this. And then after that, there's really not good options for a little while. Excuse me. You know, is it possible to buy a ticket on the late train?
Yes.
To Milan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to buy the train that's late. You have to buy the ticket.
Okay. Because I think it's...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm on... Okay. I'll see if I can do it in time. Yeah. Thank you.
It's a high-speed
train. You can pay with card.
Uh-huh.
You can go on the desk.
Oh, really? Here. Do you know if I'll make it still?
Your identity card?
My emails.
Oh, yeah. Identity card, passport?
Oh, yeah.
If he wants to go to Milan, he'll have to wait an hour. Yeah. Otherwise, he'll have to go to Bologna.
Well,
but then if he goes to Bologna, he'll have to go back up. I'm not saying he can't get to Milan, but if he does that, it'll be expensive and we can go to Milan.
Okay, so we're off to Venice. We're looking at Sam's options, and we think that if he's going the Milan route, which we think he is, he's going to have to go all the way down to Bologna and then transfer and then go all the way back up to Milan. But when we get into Venice, we can get on a train directly to Milan.
Oh, dude.
What?
We can beat him to Milan.
We can beat him to Milan.
Whoa, man. I think somehow we can actually beat him to Milan.
Business class, eh?
All right, thank you. Okay. Oh, I might just be leaving. I make it? Oh, I might have made it. I think I made it. Huge. I was making that. Oh, let's go. That is direct to Milan, which is directly in my direction. High-speed train. Perfect connection. I don't think that they can even get close to arriving in Milan this early. I think we'll be hours ahead of them. Salvation. Thank you, Trenitalia. Your delays are so much better than Deutsche Bahn's. This is awesome.
I'm not positive about this, but I'm pretty sure that he got what, 940 from Cadoba to Verona, which should have arrived 6 minutes ago.
No, he couldn't be on that.
No?
No, because he was in Padua when we left.
Well, this train is moving pretty fast. I like that.
Well, here's the situation for us. So we're going to get into Venice pretty soon. And then there's a train that leaves like maybe 10 minutes after we get in.
Probably less than 10 minutes. We're still.
Yeah. And it goes really quickly to Milan. So if we can get on that, we could get to Milan fast, but he could get to Milan.
But we actually are in a pretty good position, but it all relies on us.
So in order to get on this really good train that goes to Verona and Milan, we need to get tickets because it requires reservations. And that means we need to find tickets to get tickets and get on that train. I think we can do it, but those machines are slow.
Machines are very good. Yeah.
All right, you got it. Find a ticket machine. Gotta be one down here somewhere. Yep, there's a machine there. Oh, okay. That's not a machine. Why would they put a big red box there? That's so misleading.
No, maybe there wouldn't be a line.
Dude, try over there. You get in there. Try booking.
It doesn't function, but this one, yes.
Okay. Just try another machine.
I don't know if they're all the lines are on.
Continue.
Leaves in 1 minute.
Where is it?
I'll find out.
Is it your car?
Okay. Track six. You start ready.
Say.
Okay.
Let's book on the 11:30. Damn.
We're traveling in business class, and they give you the little snack box. Let's do a train snack box buffet. They have the welcome card, and then they have a napkin thing. Oh, and more carbohydrates. This is great. I was hoping for more bread-adjacent things. I have not had enough bread-adjacent things in Italy yet. Okay. Thank you, Trentalia.
Okay. Well, brutal. Yeah.
Doesn't get much worse than that.
Well, fortunately, there was a train half an hour later.
Yeah,
but
so I guess that would have been worse.
But losing a half hour could matter.
Here,
let's go get something to eat.
Yeah. All right.
Here we are on the 11:30 to Milan. We could have been on that 11, but we missed it by just a hair. Here we go, off to Milan.
Welcome to Milan. This is awesome. Okay. Need to look for a train out of here. I'm 99.9% sure that there is no way they could be here right now because I made a really quick connection, but I'm not that sure how close behind me they could be. So I need to leave as soon as possible.
Welcome back to the Ben and Adam report.
He's in Milan, which I guess what we looked at before was wrong, because I did not think he could get there that quickly.
No, I'm not sure what train he took, but it doesn't matter, because what matters is that he's in Milan.
Yeah, we are not going to be in Milan for another hour and a half.
Here's the tough truth. Here's the tough truth. I'm going to give it to you raw. The trains to Switzerland are very good.
Yeah, it's kind of deeply messed up. They are really fast, but they are for some reason not classified as high speed, which means he can pay low speed prices for them.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I think with his budget, he's going to be able to get well into Switzerland and do that on the fastest possible route into Switzerland. And that's like, I mean, that means that we won't even have a chance to catch him until we get to Switzerland.
But surely he took, here's the thing though, surely he took the high-speed line to Milan. How else could he have gotten there so fast?
Perhaps.
I mean, am I crazy? Like, he got there so fast. You know?
Maybe he burned through more coins than we thought he did.
Okay, so that high-speed train was costly, so I don't have a tremendous amount of budget left. But I have enough for at least this train. All right, departure board. Venice, no. Napoli, no. Locarno. I know where Locarno is. Switzerland.
We are in trouble. We have to hope that he doesn't go to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Or he has less money than we think he does. Or there's some benevolent act of God to stop him in his tracks.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to need a delay or something at this point, man.
Oh, and there it is right there. That's the Swiss rail operator. This is awesome. Man, the timing on this was just perfect. I had like 15, 20 minutes between the trains. Oh, this is going great. You know, this game is pretty fun when all the stars align right in front of you. I like this game now.
Andiamo to Switzerland. Hell yes.
What's the Sam status?
It's pretty bad, to be honest with you, Benjamin.
What's he doing?
Well, I believe that he is on a train right now to Lugano.
In Switzerland?
Yes.
That would not be good.
Well, it gets much worse.
Oh, okay.
Which is that there's a train that leaves to Lugano 2 minutes before we get to Milan.
Ugh.
But once we miss it, then we have to wait an hour.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
That's going to put us even further behind.
We'll be 2 hours behind him.
I mean, maybe his train will fall into Lake Como.
Lake Como is, like, right there. Wait, are we going to see it? No. I promise, it's, like, right there.
Como San Giovanni.
It's very famous. Where's the lake?
Ben, Sam has crossed the border into Switzerland.
Well, let's just see how quickly we can do the very same thing.
All we need is a 5-minute delay on that train and we can make it. Just a little 5-minute delay because we don't need a reservation.
Come on, just a little 5-minute delay as a treat.
As a treat?
As a little treat?
Well, one question is it a Swiss or an Italian train?
Because that could make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, those Swiss trains are always on time.
Yeah, it's a Swiss train.
Okay.
Look at Switzerland. It's got mountains.
Wall.
Train.
All right. Come on, Ben. Look, it's still there. Look, the train at 12:43, it says it's 2 minutes delayed right now. It's on track 6. We're getting in 3 minutes late now.
Yeah, it's pulling it real slow to Milan, but the
train track six. It's still, if it shows on the departure board, that means there's a chance.
Yeah. That's it.
Track 6, Ben, track 6. Where's track 6? Which one is this? This is 8. That's 6. Yeah, track 6 is there, but I think it's gone. No.
Did it leave? Is there no train to Switzerland?
I thought it might have been that one, but that's on track 5. Track 6, it's gone. Ben, it was delayed. It was delayed by 2 minutes, but our train was 5 minutes late.
Okay, come on. Is there anything?
Yeah, no. There's nothing to Switzerland until, look, it's so long from now that it's the last thing on the departure board.
Welcome to Cadenazzo, I believe. Google will not tell you on this connection to stop you. It'll tell you to go all the way to Lugano, but I'll be able to figure out that the train I want to connect to stops in this random spot too, and therefore I spend less time on trains, and therefore I save coins, and I need it. I need exactly the number of coins I have right now to get to where I want to go. We're back in Switzerland, so we're back to the cannabis iced tea, which I still don't really understand.
Well, do you want to go show off Milan?
Yeah.
Let's go show you Milan while we are here for an hour, because there simply is no way to get into Switzerland in that time.
Let's go to the bar. There's a really good bar in this train station.
I could use a drink.
Well, I tried to get one for a choo-choo-choo episode, but alas. Yes, look at that train. Look at that train. I recognize this train. This is the train that you can buy risotto on. Risotto train.
This is kind of an awesome life hack. If you're ever in the Milan train station,
this place,
is it to the side, there's this wonderful market.
So, Milan might not have a train to Switzerland for an hour for some fucking reason, but it did have a train to the snack zone. Welcome back to the Snack Zone. Today on the Snack Zone, we are having liquor. Cheers. I hope Sam's train blows up.
See, wasn't lying. Risotto. What?
All right.
All right, let's go to Switzerland.
It's not looking good. It's gonna admit that it's not looking so good right now.
Hello. Oh, it's getting cold. It is getting cold. Okay. I got no more money. I'm out of money. Okay. Shuffling the cards. One last card pulls the gate.
Eat this card.
Welcome to Lugano.
And to you, welcome to Lugano. God, I love Switzerland.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Look at this place.
Ben, this shot is really pretty, so I need you to say something funny so we can use it.
I think I'm going to lose.
Oh, it's hard. It's very... Oh. It is not tender. Wait, what was the reward? Oh no. I ate the part of him that says what the reward was.
Ben, Sam has stopped moving in Goschenen. Does that sound familiar?
Rings a bell. Yeah, I think we might know where he's going at this point.
Oh, I gotta eat fast. Hunger's gonna f*** up my stomach. We're fine. Gang moment's over. There. Done. Let's go. Does anyone recognize this? Come on, you must. Come on.
If he is going there, we need to get on a train in 13 minutes, so we should go back to the station.
All right.
Okay. Ooh, it is. It's. Oh, it's cold. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, that's better. One last train. This one's just for the lulls, kind of. I don't think we need it.
Well, Ben, he has stopped moving.
Is he where we think he is? Yep. Guess we'll see him there.
It's going to take us so long to get there. And Ben, it's so cold there.
We got to do what we got to do, Adam. We are the chasers and we will chase to the very last minute.
It's chilly.
Track 11.
Almost there.
Almost there.
It's nice to be back. Are you excited, Ben? Because it's time to play my favorite game.
What's your favorite game, Adam?
It's called Put All My Shirts On at the Same Time because it's so cold outside and I didn't pack for this.
I thought you were going to say hide and seek.
No.
Seven, eight, nine shirts.
Well, if that doesn't keep you warm, I don't know what will.
All right, let's get ready.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Or should we say, welcome back?
Yes, it would seem that, at least according to the tracker, Sam has posted up in a familiar landmark.
Familiar to those of you who watched season 9 of Jet Lag the Game.
If the tracker is to be believed, Sam is in that castle right there. Let's go get him.
There they are. Coming in hot. Well, not really actually, but that's fine.
I think that's Sam.
There he is.
Well,
let's go get him.
Do you remember how to get up there? Okay. All right, Sam.
I think he's going to make us go up.
We got you now. In a moment, we're going to get you. Almost there. I hope you're worried.
And you're not.
Oh, God.
One more flight of steps.
Yeah.
Only one more. We got you.
Hello, Ben.
You're
hello, Adam.
Now.
There's no way out.
There's
now.
No way out. I can't do it. I'm gonna get you. Got you.
Well, Ben, you've got 58 minutes to get back to your wind region.
Fellas, I didn't study math in school, but I did the numbers, and I'm pretty sure I cannot make it back to Italy before the end of the game. So, Sam, I believe that means that you win. Well done,
yay!
Sam.
You have done it.
Another good round of tag. Well done.
And congratulations on your first solo jet lag win.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Now.
Should we turn around and show?
Yeah, let's turn around. Now, Sam, you might be wondering, where's the trophy? Well, don't worry. We thought of that. We've been traveling with the trophy the whole time. Ben got some very expensive procedures done.
Yes, very experimental. Mind you, this is very experimental.
Wait, who paid for those?
So, fellas, back up. Okay, here we go. I'm transforming.
Whoa! Oh, that's crazy.
I didn't know you could do that, Ben.
Now, Sam, Ben turned into the trophy.
Is this FDA approved?
No!
Oh.
You hold him up.
Oh, yeah. Ben Trophy. I'm gonna cherish this for my... Wait, I need Ben to write videos. I can't put the trophy on my wall if he's...
Well, he can turn back.
I transform back. Yeah. Okay.
And do you want to transform back now?
Sure. Let me just... Can you scooch?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can scooch.
Oh, that was so painful. It crunched all my organs.
You're all crunched up now.
All crunched up now.
Sam, you've been on so many trains.
So many trains.
For so long, crossing borders.
Oh, my God.
And in this moment, I guess I really just want to know, how are you feeling?
I mean, I could go on and on. I think about how I'm feeling.
Sure, yeah.
There's a lot of things about how I'm feeling. But I guess, like, if I were to try to do it succinctly, because I do think that engagement matters.
You summed it up.
Yeah. If I were to sum it up, I guess I would say I'm feeling jet lag.
Yeah! Yeah! We can't run on it. It's too slippery. Goodbye.
See you in season
12.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, here, let's set up a nice little shot. And we both sit there and we face the camera.
I like this shot. All right, I'll turn it up.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you so much for watching yet another season of Jetlag the Game. Hopefully you find it fun. I found it fun.
I found it fun.
I found it especially fun, especially the end. But anyways, if you want to hear more of my opinions on that ending and y'all's opinions on that ending, you should listen to the Layover podcast. This is a podcast that we make every single week in season, basically acting as the companion to the show you see here. So everything, you know, this is highly edited down. Everything that we can't show in the show, we talk about on the Layover. And there's a lot. There's always a lot of strategy to explain, a lot of mistakes to explain, a lot of BTS to talk about. And then, you know, it's also a good way to, like, stay in touch with the show during the off season, because we sometimes play some games. We do some, like, BTS of the upcoming season. More than 10,000 people listen every week, so, you know.
Pretty good numbers. But another thing to keep you occupied during the off season is we made a whole other show called The Getaway. We've talked about it a little bit, but basically we did this, like, big real reality show where we had all these other creators and we were driving them across the whole American West. And they were doing all these challenges, and they thought that there was, like, one traitor who was stealing from them, but it turned out that they were all the traitor. It was really funny. It was very experimental. It was our first time doing anything like that. And we wouldn't have been able to do anything remotely like that
without your support on Nebula.
Yeah, it's worth saying, both the layover and the getaway, Nebula exclusive, Nebula
only
originals.
On Nebula. Yeah, Nebula sort of, a big thing that they do is, in addition to a lot of YouTube creators that you know putting their stuff up on Nebula, often early, ad-free, sometimes extended, is that they will give creators a big budget to do sort of dream projects for them that they would not be able to do on YouTube.
Our dream project was gaslighting a bunch of our friends.
That's true. And we got to do it, and it was really fun. And we had like a whole crew, you know, like crew of 25 real cameras and lighting and everything. They've done that for other creators. Jesse Gender created a short film, Identities, that was sort of her dream project. Abigail Thorne from Philosophy Tube has a short film out, Dracula's Ex-Girlfriend, that was sort of a dream project for her. Patrick Willems made a movie, Night of the Coconut, sort of a dream project for him. Tom Nichols is making a documentary called Boomers. And these are all, you know, these really cool, exciting projects that are only made possible by your support, by subscribing to Nebula.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Boomers because it's about the gerontocracy.
Yeah.
Which is a new word that I've learned.
Yeah, I think it's the gerontocracy.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But it's about why American politics has been kind of taken over by people who are like 80-something years old.
By the boomers.
By the boomers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's looking good. Anyways, Nebula, worth signing up for. IMO. So go to nebula.tv/Jalag to sign up. Thanks for watching this season. Bye.
Bye. See you in season 12.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of seasons.
Like a dozen. Wow.
I know.
Jeez. Bye.